This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live in Rockford City today, another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much to all the fine listeners of this program, whether you're tuned into 550 K-Fire, the mothership, the 5,000-watt voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Ray, Rockford City, Williston, whole Bakken region, and of course the western edge, other end of the Bakken, KLTC as well. However you're listening on those apps, on our websites, iHeartMedia app, AM 1100 The Flag app, AM 1090 KTGO app, those work everywhere, everywhere. Somebody the other day said, how is it I can't listen any radio station on the AM dial at night in, I think they were in Ellendale? Way, 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 way down there south. And they were having some trouble getting connections from any of our stations. And I said, you got to do the app. And then I got a reply, I only have a flip phone. And evidently the apps don't fare well, on the farm, he thought. You know, too easy to break the smartphone. So you got to have the smartphone. I think it's time. I think it's time to move from the flip phone to the smartphone, and then you can take us with us.
Get the smartphone and get the OtterBox case for it, because then, I've got that. I can throw it at anything. I don't, but I mean, I can throw it at anything I want, and it's not going to break.
You
got to be careful with them.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. So that will solve that problem, and you'll hear us crystal clear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can't go wrong. All right. We are live from the Rough Rider Center today. I just talked to a friend of mine, Tommy Kenville, who has a drone company that services a lot of folks in the oil industry, and he said, I can't believe these facilities. I can't believe it. I look at that high school. I look at this Rough Rider Center. I'm just blown away. And I'm thinking, well, I spent the whole last hour asking whether or not there was apathy. Maybe I have apathy, because I don't even think of it. I just walk in and say, yeah, well, that's the high school. That's the Rough Rider Center. But it is beautiful facilities we're coming to you from, and that's where the Petroleum Council event is happening today in Rockford City. So more of the conversation on apathy, on fighting back, on recognizing how much of the tax dollars generated here comes to the oil and gas industry, and finding our place maybe to be a voice on behalf of that industry. Some we're talking about a little bit today, and that certainly is going to continue in future times, but I just thought it was a good conversation for today, and we'll continue it this hour. We're also going to talk to Steve Holland from the superintendent, who is the superintendent of Rockford City Schools, in just a moment, and Kathy Nessa, too. I still have the announcement on where we're going this fall. I haven't forgotten. I'm getting to it. Lots of text, too. Here's how you can join us. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also call us at 800-228-0550. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054.
Steve, quit asking me about where we're going, by the way, because I don't know. I don't even know when and where it is. I've gotten a few texts.
Well, I'm going to get to it, I promise. It's coming up. Steve Holland is here. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Scott?
The most important question of the day, what do you like on your cheeseburger?
Everything.
Everything. Okay, everything. Yeah, that seems to be popular today. Yeah, a lot of folks, it's National Cheeseburger Day. So
okay, I didn't realize that.
That's our very serious question.
Good.
But the other one, which is was a little more on the serious side, is to say, I'm looking at some things here that the oil and gas industry contributed mightily to. I'm looking at your school district. You're going to tell me in a minute what your numbers are for the new year and the enrollment. And it's going to be more than there were people here about 10 years ago in the entire town. And that comes from the oil and gas industry. And I'm wondering if there is, take it for granted kind of attitude, apathy a little bit towards the industry. Do you sense that at all?
I hope not. I mean, I think at some point early on it was a sense of what was thrust upon the community and the different challenges that the industry brought. But I can only talk from a school perspective. I think we were always appreciative of the industry and the opportunities it brought. And for us to be able to grow in students, which we were a declining school district in the past, those are significant challenges in that. And so we take growth over decline anytime, and we appreciate an industry, any industry that would come to town and provide those opportunities to bring young families to town, allow our school districts to grow. We hope we don't take it, we hope we don't kind of oversee that or take advantage of it at some point. It's we're very much cognizant of the industry and its ebb and flows because we live with that as well. And I hope we haven't taken that for granted at any level. We've always tried to partner well with the industry, and we're doing some really neat initiatives now to do that more so because we are a partner with them. They are the reason that we're able to be in the facilities that we are. I think we've been very forthright about that. And I would say that
it'd be almost impossible for you to take it for granted in the sense that, as you said, you were a declining enrollment school district,
right?
And at a time when the oil industry was going away,
correct?
That reversed because of this shale boom, and tracking right with it has been your enrollment, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what I question is, you know, the people that that see the benefit of all of that tax generation, are they apathetic? And I think that's where we all need to answer a little bit and say whether we're doing this. But I think. You know, you're right. You're in the middle of it.
Yeah, and I think it's human nature sometimes that, you know, we'd like to say that you kind of get used to surroundings. I mean, but because you're in the buildings and you get used to the environment that maybe you don't always think about it, you know, as far as what was before. We always make sure we remind our students and our teachers that we're very appreciative of the facilities, even though that we have them for a while now. We're not, it's easy to forget and get used to it, but to always be appreciative of the opportunities that these facilities have and that the community has because of this industry. But I think it is human nature sometimes to forget that in the lull of every day, and because you're always focusing on the challenges that are coming forth, and you forget to look back and say, yeah, but what about all the positives that happened along the way? And we do it as a school district too. I mean, we face a lot of challenges, and we're constructing a new elementary school and all those things, but I hope we never look back and say, well, we'd rather have it the other way, and that's just not the case in my mind.
What is your enrollment for this new year?
No, we're at about 1,920 students, K through 12. We ended the year at 1,783, roughly, so we had a pretty nice increase again. It wasn't quite as big as last year's, but that one was kind of maybe a little bit anomaly. That caught us off guard a little bit, the infix last year. We're tracking very well with our demographic study, which we're happy now. We're going to be in our seventh year of doing that study annually. And we're finding that process to be quite accurate. And I think this year's numbers were well within a range of comfort as far as that number. I think it was 1950 was the number. So that means that I think we have sound numbers. I think that our planning is very much on line with what we're seeing happening. So I think each year that we go along and that growth is somewhat matched by what we're projecting, it's hopefully building some confidence in the community that we're on the right track.
The community has obviously been soundly behind the school district in providing the necessary dollars to keep up with that increases too, right?
Absolutely, and that's another thing we never take for granted. I mean, our community has been very supportive of the school district and what we've gone out and asked for, and we've gone out to them twice now and made relatively major asks to support the school district. So we do our due diligence now to make sure we're using good information so that when we go out to our public and say we're doing something, that the need's been justified, that we've vetted the whole process of what these new facilities should be, and we're taking advantage of them as far as making sure we don't undo things. So we want to invest the money soundly so that it's projecting to the future but not going too far and, you know, hitting that nice balance.
What are the challenges from this rapid growth?
You know, I think it's the lack of time to adequately really plan things as you'd like to. You know, especially when it was really rolling, you know, things just happened fast. Infrastructure was not ready. So for facilities, I mean, you have to go in places what you'd expect in some communities to have access to for utilities and things like that maybe aren't there. The community has to catch up. There's additional investments in those things. We do have the challenge of, you know, some inflated prices of construction and things. I mean, things do cost more in this environment.
Is that getting better from the high school build to the elementary now?
I would say it's getting slightly better. It's still present, and it's hard to compare the high school and elementary because the dynamic of the buildings is so different. But it's really timing is everything. And I think for a school district, your timing is mostly pushed by your lack of space and everything else. So you don't have the ability to try to catch the right timing on some of the pricing things. But obviously when it gets busier, you run out of space, and now the competitive market makes the prices go up. So
outside of those challenges related to sort of where you are, what challenges are there just, you know, throughout all of education that are new and different that have you up at night?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, we have our own challenges because of where we're located, but the education field is changing so quickly as well. I mean, the challenges with meeting the needs of students is obviously changing from what it was, and I've been in the the business for over 20 years. And, you know, our customer, our student, is coming with a different set of challenges. And, you know, technology, the access of it, the whole dynamic of the pressures on an adolescent right now are certainly more than they've ever been. And I think as school districts, we see those pressures come in our buildings. It affects their ability to receive an education, their ability to deal with other students. And so we're forced to deal with that dynamic. So the whole discussion of mental health and well-being of children is high on our priority list because the challenges of education are high enough anyway in this dynamic. But certainly if the child isn't ready to receive the education and is fighting other issues, it becomes a real significant challenge. So that's very much present, and that's not different from anywhere else, but it gets magnified here a little bit.
Teacher recruitment getting better?
Getting a little better.
Easier?
I wouldn't say easier. Yeah. We're fighting the battle, but we are very short on teacher licensed people. When they come to town, we try to get them a job. Let's put it that way.
Watford City, great place to live, great place to play, a lot of wonderful recreation around here, and certainly the school's fantastic too, thanks to the leadership of Steve Holland and others. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
City, North Dakota, What's on Your Mind continues. I see a text here from somebody saying, I heard something about Rocky Mountain oysters. He's talking about the fact they're going to be serving those tomorrow night at Piper's. Kevin Piper told us that last hour. And whoever this is wants me to eat one live on the K-Fire Facebook page, and then he'll donate $20 for the charity of my choice. Is that how you understand it, Tom?
Yeah.
$20 is missing at least one zero.
I just might have to match that. We're up to 40.
I've never eaten one in my life, and I prefer the steak over the other. But 20 is not going to happen. It's not even the same stratosphere of what's going to happen there. I'm sorry, but my goodness, you know what a Rocky Mountain oyster is, don't you? If you don't look it up,
are we having this discussion?
Yeah, and then you can find out, and maybe you'll know why. Why 20 bucks? Why I wouldn't even look at it for 20 bucks. You know what I'm saying? There's no chance. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And the Wednesday Wheels episode here is a chance for us to tell you about a vehicle at one of their two great stores, Bismarck Valley City. We have a truck, low miles, plenty of muscle, that you can save $1,100 on today just by saying, hey, I heard Scott talking about it. It's a 2010 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ, only 53,000 miles, leather seats, heated, cooled, backup cam, diamond white color. I love that color. Lots of extras, aluminum wheels, box rail, running boards, trailer package. It is on the lot now for $24,995, but say, you tell them, I heard Scott talking about this, and guess what? You're going to drive it home for $23,850. That's right. Find it at PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by their showroom, 721 West Main in Valley City, and see it for yourself. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck, Pucklich.com, Valley City, PucklichValleyCity.com. And tell them Scott sent you. Won't you? I hope you will. All right. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550. I've been talking about whether or not apathy is among us about the contributions of the oil and gas industry. When over half of the taxes paid, I can't even say that without gasping, half of all the taxes paid come from this industry. Do we recognize if it goes away, because that's what some people wanted to do, what would happen? Are we there to say we're going to fight back, we're going to be there? And I'm talking about we as in not a talk show host, not a superintendent from a school, not somebody from the industry. I'm talking about folks that have no connection whatsoever. Chris is calling. Chris, does that sound like something you'd be willing to do?
I actually did that yesterday morning at the county commissioner meeting in Stark County and the city commissioner meeting yesterday afternoon in Dickinson at the preliminary budget hearing for the 0.5% property tax increase, and I was the only one there to speak out against it. I was disappointed in my commissioners. I'm more disappointed in constituents. Very sad. But I did call them out on their fiscal responsibility. I was mildly abrasive about it. I did feel kind of bad about it. But the fact that North Dakota has the 10th highest property tax state in the nation, the only other oil-producing state higher was Texas. Our population increased 2.4% between 17 and 18. More people equals more revenue. We receive tax revenue not only from oil production, but the sales and service and equipment for oil field support services. My property values did not increase last year, but they want to increase the values that they're taking. And I asked them, why don't they cut spending and cut taxes, and that would encourage outside investment, but they didn't really have an answer for that. And I asked them when was the last time they cut taxes, and they said that I'd have to go back and look at my previous tax statements. So.
And the only thing I would tell you, Chris, is you mentioned you were mildly abrasive and feel bad for that. You know, don't go in and be antagonistic. Go in and ask for facts, you know, and become someone that's just not going to go away, right? I think a lot of times they just hope that kind of goes away. Don't go away. But don't be rude either, you know. I mean, for one, somebody sitting on a city commission, on a county commission, on a township board, on a city council, these are people that, you know, do this for peanuts. They do it to give back. They're not bad people. They have access to a lot of facts that we don't necessarily have. That doesn't mean every single taxpaying citizen doesn't have the ability to go in there and say, I want to know. I want to know, why are my property taxes going up? Can you tell me why? Where have there been cuts made to make up for that? And that's the danger, honestly, of the oil and gas industry being this juggernaut of tax revenue, because It just keeps coming in so they can keep spending. This project, that project. What if it isn't there anymore? That's why I'm suggesting that. Somebody asked me what the low mark in the Watford City public school system was. We just talked about 1,900, just shy of 2,000 this year. If I remember correctly, it was around 500 kids in 2009. That's 10 years ago. So they've gone from declining enrollment to 10 years later, record enrollment. And 10 years ago, 1,900 people in town, and now over 1,900 people in the school alone. Doesn't happen without the oil and gas industry. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen without the oil and gas industry. All right, let me get to a couple of things here. One, this is interesting news that has come out of Washington related to what Republicans are being asked to support in the way of gun control. And the Daily Caller got a hold of it. It's a document that the White House, Attorney General Barr, are using to push gun control on Republicans. And I reached out to Senator Kevin Cramer to ask if, in fact, he has heard similar language, just to verify this, and he said he has. The White House and Department of Justice have met with multiple Republican senators and congressmen to shop legislation on expanding background checks consistent with Manchin-Toomey, which is a bill. The Daily Caller obtained a copy of an idea sheet circulating among Republican members, which indicates the legislation in question. Getting an emergency alert on a silver alert. This is usually for a vulnerable adult. Clara Braun, missing in a 2012 beige Chrysler 300 SD. License plate 35C588.
And I believe that's the one they had issued earlier. Kind of reissuing
Repeating it, yeah. So anyway, I just got in the middle of reading my Daily Caller here. The Daily Caller obtained a copy of an ideas sheet circulating among Republican members, which indicates that the legislation in question would expand background checks to include all commercially advertised unlicensed sales. Legislation in question would expand background checks to include all commercially advertised unlicensed sales. All right. There's more here as well. Background checks conducted either through the FFL or a thorough newly created class of license transfer agents. Commercial seller who is not a licensed dealer does not want an FFL or transfer agent to retain a Form 4473. Could go to an FFL or transfer agent to conduct a background check before completing transfer and generating two forms, bill of sale and a new form. What do you think, folks? What do you think? Before that, you're not? Tell me. That, again, from the Trump administration. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's naming longtime U.S. diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien, to succeed John Bolton as national security advisor. Most recently serving as special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor.
President Trump says this morning he's ordering more sanctions on Iran, though he hasn't elaborated. It follows weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which many are blaming Iran for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Back in Watford City, North Dakota Petroleum Council is going day two today, and we'll be here tomorrow as well. In Watford City, North Dakota, we're actually at the Rough Rider Center, beautiful facility here in Watford City, which is home to the Petroleum Council for the next couple of days. Watford City is excited to host this. The industry is excited to be here. There's a lot of people. It's just really a neat deal. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, if you're wondering, what's this all about anyway? What is this? Go to energyofnorthdakota.com, and you'll get a sense of what is happening, the jobs that are available here, the pay, the what it supports, and so many other things. So I encourage you to check that website out as well. So that will be fun. Let me get one call in here before our guest. It's been waiting a while, and we're going to go to Brandon in Aberdeen. Want to talk about the background checks that you just heard about. Does that scare you, Brandon?
Yeah. You really got to be careful with those things. The way that law is worded is just absolutely critical. I've heard somewhere that these universal background check laws are either unenforceable or nearly unenforceable without a gun registration. And so, if there isn't a gun that's true, and there isn't a gun registration written into that law already, then they're probably just waiting to pass that law, and then they're going to point out the need for a gun registration and then start pushing for that next. So yeah. That's where you hear people start talking about the slippery slope and everything else.
I'm concerned that this may be not necessarily a breaking point, but might be a very strong point of concern where you've got the base of Donald Trump, the forgotten Americans, if you will, that are make up his base, the strong support in North Dakota is an example, and sort of the push, if you will, to quote unquote do something on gun control, where there's going to be a split. I hope not. I wish Donald Trump would say, tell you what, one thing we got to do first before we do anything, enforce the laws we already have. Once we're convinced we have that, then we'll look at other things. And only if they would actually solve one of the problems that brought us to this conversation. Because that's the other thing. A lot of these wouldn't. Why are we talking about it? So we'll dig into this more. I just saw it for the first time today. I wanted to bring it up because I did. But we'll bring it up on tomorrow's program for sure. Kathy Nesset is here, a renowned geologist from Nesset, a great company that helps many, many of the E&P companies that are doing the drilling in North Dakota know where to drill. In the Bakken, where to go, what to find, and have the most success. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I am great. Glad to be in Watford City on a beautiful day.
So yesterday you had a chance to present to folks here on the Bakken 2.0 event. Today we begin, and you're now the incoming chair of the North Dakota Petroleum Council Board of Directors. So another responsibility for you, but I know that's nothing new. Take it on with great joy. Give me your sense with all that of what you see the state of the industry as we sit here today is.
I'm going to follow, right along with where we've been. Blue Holsey has taken us great places. We have a huge future ahead of us. And let's go to the guideline that Governor Burgum set out for this industry, 2 million barrels a day. Okay, how do we get there? How do we do that? Our technology is improving. We're improving. We still have to, to reach 2 million barrels of oil, we also have to deal with our gas capture, which is in front and center. Just all you have to do is look at the news, look at the, current events in the world. There's a lot going on, and I think we need to talk and be the comprehensive big plan, big picture solution for this gas capture in the state.
This morning, spent a little time talking to the audience just a little bit about apathy, that when you wrap your minds around the fact that this industry provides one half of all the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota, that's hard to comprehend. That's one industry. And simultaneously, you have a group of people who want to shut it down, who want to annihilate the industry and annihilate the economies where work is done. Are we doing enough? We, meaning the citizenry. The people that benefit from the taxes obviously pay because it's less for us to pay, but also from the products and cheap gas and everything else. Do you think we're enough of an ally to the industry?
I don't think so. You use the word apathy. I'll put hand in hand with that is complacency. We're getting too complacent. We're getting apathetic. The actual population is kind of forgetting that 80% of this resource or tax base, this is huge what we do to the state of North Dakota. For the state of North Dakota, we are and should be proud of our North Dakota oil community. And I think North Dakotans are really, really smart and savvy about this. But like you, sometimes we, either as a population or in industry, we sit back on our heels a little too much.
We do. You talked yesterday a little bit about the challenge of flaring.
Yes.
And that is one of the things that certainly is standing in the way of 2 million barrels, because there's regulations that say you have to capture, a certain percentage by a certain date of the flaring, otherwise you don't drill. And there are now, I don't know if people realize this, but there are entities that have slowed down drilling because of those flaring regulations right now, right? In other words, we'd have more oil production, even above the 1.4 million, but for the flaring restrictions, correct?
Absolutely right, Scott. And let's look at it. You look at it from the regulatory. Governor Burgum always likes to talk at the innovation, and how do we innovate our way to the next level? I say that's absolutely part of the picture here. But it's also, this is the right thing to do. We love North Dakota. We love our beautiful North Dakota. We have a heritage here of taking care of our state ourselves. And remember, this natural gas, although the cost and the value in dollars and cents inherently is low, there is a value to that gas. And bring that value added into the state of North Dakota, rather than taking this natural gas and sending it out of the state. Someone is going to benefit by this resource. It is North Dakota's resource. It's our valuable gas. I say there is a value. Let's create that right here on the beautiful prairie. We can do it correctly. We can do it safely. We can do it efficiently.
How? What's on the table right now in the way of solutions?
Multiple solutions. They're different. Number one, we have to get pipelines in place. There are companies that are at the table talking right now with the state officials that will build those pipelines. We need to get the power in place. And eventually, this will bring us to the full circle. We'll be bringing the petrochemical business to this state. That petrochemical business is going to happen somewhere. Why take our value out of the state? Instead, my way forward and my vision for this industry and for this state is to work with our state officials, with our governor, Lieutenant Governor Sanford will be here tonight talking. We go and engage in a full comprehensive plan to bring the entire pipelines together, power generation and build out, and the petrochemical business right here into North Dakota.
So those solutions are here. The governor's talked about and the lieutenant governor's talked about the efforts on the petrochem side, where there's an all-out effort to recruit this industry here. Sounds to me like, their eyes have been open. Like, we were sort of off the radar, if you will, for these groups, right?
I totally agree with you. We have been off the radar, and we haven't been. We've been, and we're also taking, right now the approach has been, let's hit this target, let's hit this hurdle, let's make it, and then we slip and we fall behind, as we are right now. We're in a place right now that we're not hitting our capture targets, and that's, I'm going to say it's not okay. What do we want to do? What's right for North Dakota? What's right for our environment?
Here's the problem I have with those targets, though. They were set many years ago in the Dalrymple administration. It literally was a dart against the wall to say, here's a date, and here's what percentage we'll want captured. Well, I mean, there's so many variables to that. And honestly, the industry's done pretty good up until this point, and now there's just, so much happening that it's not. In my mind, if you've got Dow Chemical here, if you've got an active effort to get the investment, if you've got other ideas and solutions and pipelines and gas processing plants on the table actively trying to do something, then we ought to just say, time out on the targets. Let's not punish, when Saudi Arabia's happened, we don't want a 1.4 million barrel a day. We want a 1.6 and a 1.7, and we want to, get out of it having to depend on them at all. Do we not? I mean, should we not just pause the targets, revisit the targets, do something different?
And in a way we are, Scott, and I totally agree with you. I'd say let's not get hung up on the path to get there. The whole thing is, my thing is I say we need the plan. We have to have a plan in place. And in that process of getting to fulfilling this plan, we may not hit our targets. You are right. They were somewhat arbitrary. And they will be up and down. And even if we hit one, that's such a short-term planning. Why aren't we not looking at the big game picture? Let's look at the whole thing all together and get a big, I don't even want to say a target, but just a big solution. And I agree with you, let's not get hung up on these target numbers, but let's do what's right for North Dakota.
When do you think we'll get, assuming that the flaring challenge is met, when do you think that 2 million barrels a day is plausible?
When I look at how quickly that these wells are coming on now with the technology, we just recently had a record set by one operator, an initial production, the IP of that well, which is the production over 24 hours, the very first 24 hours of that well, of 10,000 barrels per day. Unbelievable. We were impressed back in 2009 when it was 4,000 barrels a day. And then I'm down in Grand Forks at the petroleum meeting down there with the students last week, and I am told that a company went, one of our operators just did an IP of 12,000 barrels a day. So if you have 10,000 barrels a day, 12,000 barrels a day, Scott, where are we going to hit 2 million barrels? I would say it's going to be by 2021. We are going to be at 2 million barrels a day.
That's just amazing. And why is that happening? How is that happening?
Technology. It's really about these producers. These producers are the smartest, most efficient. They are absolutely top-notch. We just listened to Chris Malkin at ConocoPhillips speaking to this group. And remember, this is also the business meeting of this group. This is the industry, group that comes together for their annual meeting. And what was Chris talking about with ConocoPhillips? He's saying, why are we here? Why did you come back to the U.S.? Why did you come to North Dakota?
Yeah.
He's from Scotland. Why did you come here? His answer? This is where the action is. This is where it's happening.
Isn't that great? It really is an amazing thing to see, for sure. Well, thanks so much for all your great leadership. Look forward to informing our audience as much as possible on these issues, whether it be flaring, whether it be the push to 2 million barrels and everything else. So we want to be part of the solution here, and certainly, I hope encourage more people to be really active and defending this industry. It's a challenge every day to have so many arrows pointed your way, yet you're doing so much good. It's pretty incredible. So thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Kathy Nesset, we'll take a break. When we come back, I have to get to what? The announcement on where we're going. Where we're going, exactly right. I can't keep anybody in the suspense anymore. And a boatload of texts as well. A couple more calls, more after this on What's On Your Mind. Live from Watford City today, we are at the Rough Rider Center for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. More coming up.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze. And our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming September auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Harvey, Dickinson, and Flasher, North Dakota, and excellent pasture, crop, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Morton, Emmons, Richland, Rolette, Towner, Griggs, and Stutzman counties in North Dakota, Polk and Travers counties in Minnesota, and Dewey County in South Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on What's On Your Mind in Watford City, day two of our broadcast. By the way, Friday, Senator Kevin Cramer will join us on the program from Bowman, North Dakota, for the big ag and construction sale they have going up out there. 10 a.m. Mountain. Steaks on Thursday night, plus Rocky Mountain oysters. Stop by and join the feed. I'll be there, but I'm not eating any Rocky Mountain
oysters. Oh, come on.
No. No, I will for, you know, it's got to be more than $20. Somebody offered $20 live on Facebook watching me.
And I doubled it.
Yeah.
40.
2040. It's not happening. Also on Friday in Williston, Senator Kramer is doing a Coffee with Kramer event. So folks in Williston, 2 to 3 at Megalatte Coffee House at the New Hope Church in Williston. Friday from 2 until 3. Wanted you to know that. Okay? All right. Where are we going on our next trip? I'm happy to tell you we're going back to Washington, D.C. We've done New York City for many years in the fall. We did last year Washington, D.C., and we had such a good time. The thing sold out in like a week, and we had a blast. Great feedback from everybody that was there. And so why not go back? Now, listen to this. Here's what we're doing. First of all, the dates, December 10th through the 14th, okay? 10th through the 14th. We leave. There's groups that leave from Bismarck and groups that leave from Fargo early on Tuesday, December 10th. Get there in time to do a little National Mall, Smithsonian Institute little tour. We go to Carmine's for dinner, which is a great spot. We're staying at the Homewood Suites by Hilton. We stayed there last year. Loved it. Great breakfast in the morning. Great spot. Carmine's is fabulous, by the way. Authentic Southern Italian family-style cuisine. And it's really good. Wednesday, day two, we load up and do the city tour. 45-minute trolley ride in that. We go to Arlington National Cemetery, the best. The Arlington House, the Pentagon Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the World War II Memorial. Lunch at the Capitol Cafe. Then we got a great tour at the U.S. Capitol. Really nice personal tour. And that evening, I think it's about 5 o'clock, maybe 4:30 that afternoon, Senator Kramer is presiding over the Senate. We'll be in the Senate chamber watching him. Can't believe that. Then dinner at Medium Rare, great spot. We go to the Smithsonian the next day and get some great tours. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. We take a dinner cruise on the Odyssey, D.C., around the Potomac, which is really nice, Thursday night. Friday, we do a White House tour. Yes, Christmas time White House tour. We go to Georgetown. We got the Museum of the Bible. We're going to eat at Fogo de Chao, great restaurant, and then do the Holiday Pops concert at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. That's on Friday. National Archives on Saturday, which is that'll bring you to tears. You see the actual documents, folks. The National Archives, and then we're going to lunch at the Trump International Hotel. You're darn right. And then we come home. The afternoon. Does that sound like fun or what? Does that sound like a good time or what? If you email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, I'll email you the brochure with all the details and the telephone number to sign up. If you can't wait and you say, I want to sign up and I don't want to miss out this year, because people did last year, this will sell out quick, 952, where's the telephone number here? It's not big enough for me to read, Todd. Not on my phone. 952-898-3478.
I can't help you.
3478. 952-898-3478. Or just email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and we will get that to you pronto. $2,439 for the works. Double occupancy. If you want to do a single, it's $3,009. It's a lot of fun. scotth@flagfamily.com. All right. How about this? Call in a text on National Cheeseburger Day. Call and a text. We'll do that. Susan and Mandan, what's on your mind, Susan?
Yes, I'm calling in about the background checks.
Yes.
One of the things that we have in North Dakota, and I'm sure most states allow it too, is that we can have private sales, and you can sell your gun at a rummage sale. I attended a rummage sale this spring in May in Mandan, North Dakota, where they had an AR-15 and other semi-automatic weapons laid out on a table next to a Mickey Mouse toaster, collectible Coke bottles, and some other things that appeal to kids. They had a sign on there handwritten for people over 21. And this is legal in North Dakota. But it shouldn't be. We shouldn't have rummage sales in a parking lot in downtown Mandan selling AR-15s and semi-automatic handguns without a background check. It makes no sense that people should be able to do that.
Yeah, and I hear that a fair amount, Susan. What I'd love to know is, you know, If we fix that tomorrow, I don't think it changes anything. What I get upset with is the idea that, you know, it's like the guy in El Paso went to, a flea market in downtown Mandan. Let's fix the problem, is what I would say. But I appreciate you calling very much. Thank you. We're going to get the details on this and tackle it tomorrow big time. Okay, it's up to $100 now. Up to $100 now.
We
on the Rocky Mountain Oysters, yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Don't you go jacking it up now to 2,000 just to
this is
scaring
me here.
Out of it.
Yeah. Bad deal. Anyway, listen, we're out of time. Thanks. 701-367-2054. You can text after the show. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.